Tunbridge is one of the four towns in the Upper Valley that passed a non-binding resolution opposing a proposed 20,000-person settlement in their area called New Vistas. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis was in Tunbridge and has more.
I just wanted to get a show of hands. Is there anyone here that hasn't heard of the New Vistas development, the proposed development? Please raise your hand.
No one at the Tunbridge meeting raised their hand. Just about everyone in the town knows about the proposed project that would bring 20,000 people to the rural area in the next 50 years. In fact, most people in the crowd were already wearing "Vote Yes to Opposing New Vistas" stickers. And when the townspeople cast their paper ballots, most people voted that way too.
Are you ready for the motion?
Ultimately, 165 people opposed New Vistas in the Tunbridge vote. Only four people favored the development. The resolutions that passed today are non-binding, meaning they do not directly affect Hall's immediate plans. He's already bought thousands of acres in the area. But Jennifer Hazlett of Tunbridge thinks having a unified and official voice is a step towards stopping the project.
This is a democracy, and if we don't stand up and say what matters to us and what's important, then the legislators and the lawmakers are not going to know what's important to us. And this is about letting people know what we want in our communities.
Most of those in attendance were longtime residents of Tunbridge, but not everyone.
Hi, I'm Jay Miller, and I drove up here to central Vermont from Little Compton, Rhode Island, to attend the town hall meeting day.
Miller got permission from the Tunbridge community to speak as an outsider. He's considering moving to the area. And like many, he worries New Vistas would ruin the pastoral beauty and culture of rural Vermont.
Vermont is a very special place. The people here are special. This is a place that still is what other places have lost. And that's what I fear being lost, as it has in so many other places.
However, not everyone who voted felt that way.
You know, change is going to happen, and I don't want somebody telling me what I can and can't do with my land. I'm not going to even try to tell somebody else what they can or can't do with theirs.
That's John Blakeney of Tunbridge. He is one of the four people who did not vote to oppose the New Vistas development. Blakeney doesn't want anyone telling him what to do with his land, and thinks that right should be extended to everyone, including New Vistas developer David Hall.
I don't think it's as big of a deal as what's being led on to. When Royalton Farms come into the area, that was the whole hoorah for a year and a half, 2 years. They've adjusted. My life didn't change any. Real Vermonters, you survive no matter what.
Royalton, Sharon, and Strafford also passed the resolution, saying the community, in general, opposes the building of the New Vistas settlement. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.